Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Jay Hoffman, Director of the Office of Program Analysis and Evaluation within the U.S. Department of Energy. Jay, GPR modernization requires the agency chief operating officer to conduct quarterly reviews of high-performing goals. Who is Energy's COO, and what is the role of the performance improvement officer in supporting the COO?
Well, at Department of Energy, we're very fortunate in that our Deputy Secretary, Dan Poneman, is the COO of the agency. I'm the PIO, the Performance Improvement Officer. I view my key responsibilities to the COO as follows. I am the person that is monitoring and facilitating data flow for our high-priority goals, catalyzing and creating an environment to do our data-driven reviews, and then monitoring the implementation of the strategic plan at a corporate level. And certainly, there's line managers that are responsible for the actual implementation of their responsibilities. Now, I would say that in normal times, you see senior political teams spend a disproportionate amount of time probably on the planning and budgeting phases of their job. And that's not unexpected. That's where the policymaking happens in a federal agency. However, in these austere budget times, there is a new focus on not just planning for the future, but making do with what we have. Spending well is a new priority, and getting the most productivity possible out of every dollar that's been appropriated to us. And that's where I think these quarterly driven reviews that the Deputy Secretary is responsible for leading and delving into the operational mechanics of the agency are incredibly important and, quite frankly, incredibly valuable. And we've learned an awful lot about doing these data-driven reviews in the Recovery Act. And so in some respects, the timing is good because we're well-versed in it and transitioning well. Now for me, I have three goals that I'm trying to pursue in supporting the COO. One is situational awareness on the data that governs the organization. Two is trying to identify issues early before they become a crisis so that we can adjust. And then lastly is cleaning up systemic execution issues. We have a lot of sort of silliness with our data, and it's not to say the data is bad, but just a lot of things that really need to be looked at and cleaned up, and so trying to have the best data possible for the decision maker.
So I'm interested. You've been the performance improvement officer and served in this capacity under very different leadership and different leaders at Energy. Could you give us an insight onto how you've tailored your approach to this role to fit the leadership of the department?
Sure. Let me begin by saying I think the PIO helps facilitate the selection of the priorities, the formulation of the strategic plan, the monitoring of performance, and the things that I mentioned before. In terms of how I think about the role, maybe the simplest way is that the PIO has to be the conscience of the agency in a lot of respects. The PIO needs to be the person that asks the question that everybody else is thinking. For example, is what we're talking about really a priority? Do we realistically have the resources to succeed at what we're proposing? Are the measures that we're proposing meaningful? Do they tell us anything about the operations of the organization and whether or not we're attaining the goal? And are we all rowing in the same direction? I think it's so sort of questions of conscience that the PIO has a seat at the table for and a responsibility to find a way to ask. Now, how you go about asking those questions is somewhat dependent on the leader of the organization, and I've certainly tried to calibrate my style to support whomever the secretary and the deputy secretary are at the Department of Energy, and their personality governs a lot of that. I think it's also important maybe to just take a minute and step back and think about, well, where have we come in this whole evolution of performance management since 1993, because I think that also influences the way that I tackle the PIO role. And I will tell you, Michael, that I'm really more optimistic than I am pessimistic. And let me tell you why. I think it's easy to get caught up in a short-run view, but when you look at the long run, I think a lot of progress has been made. When we first started working on these issues in the mid-90s, the conversation was around defining terms. What is a goal? What is a performance measure? What is an outcome versus an output? And that has really changed. And now what we're doing is we're talking about how do we use the strategic plan as a vehicle for the cabinet officer to implement his or her policy agenda. we've moved from trying to define terms to conducting data-driven reviews on our programs. I think the executive order that President Bush signed in 2007, establishing sort of the Performance Improvement Initiative, if you will, was a good start and established an operational framework and raised the profile of the performance management function. And the new GPRA law that was recently passed codified a lot of that and rationalized the concept of performance management. So I think at the end of the day, there's been a tremendous amount of progress made in the last 15 or so years, and it's an exciting time to be working in this area.
So Jay, Energy uses numerous metrics to assess how well it's accomplishing its various program objectives and overall strategic goals. Would you outline several of those initiatives being pursued by Energy to consolidate and, more importantly, streamline its performance assessment systems?
Sure, Michael. Well, I guess first I would say that one of our guiding principles is something that I've heard Jeff Zients, who's the deputy director at OMB, say quite frequently. And in fact, he hasn't attributed the quote to me yet, but I'll forgive him. He's often said that in order for a performance measure to be useful, it needs to be used. And I am a big believer in that. And that is something in my 5-plus year run at the Department of Energy, I've really tried to impress upon the program managers that provide performance measures for our performance management system. Hey, if you're going to have a performance measure, make sure that this is something that's on your desk that you find useful. I also think it's important that we be data-driven, that the results that we have are founded in data, grounded in data, I should say, and are trendable. I've also started to become a big believer in less is more. We need to be able to recognize the distinction between data for decisions and data is just sort of a reference tool. There's a difference. And I think sort of sorting through some of that noise can be very helpful. We've actually used the new strategic plan as a convenient excuse, an important one, to go and revisit all of our performance measures. And we're about two-thirds of the way through, with the idea being, what are the measures that meet the criteria that we've just been talking about in terms of data-driven, trendable, useful, and which ones best tell the story. And in doing that, we've been able to reduce the number of performance measures we have by about half. And the ones that are left are, in my view, of a higher quality and more instructive nature in terms of what the department is doing. We actually took the unusual step of not submitting our performance information with the budget this past year. We ultimately did submit it a couple of months late, but we felt so strongly that we needed to get this right that we didn't rush it. We actually notified Congress that we just needed a little bit more time to finish. And hopefully they think that the wait was worthwhile. Certainly they'll see the fruits of that in this next budget that we're putting forward. So those are some of the things that we're focused on at the Department of Energy, and we'll see.
Jay, I'd like to get a better understanding of how Energy links performance management with costs and investments. And specifically, what steps are you taking to track and manage costs that link back to performance so you can recommend a better investment mix and optimize benefits?
Well, there's a lot going on in this area, and it goes beyond what's just going on in my organization. The first thing I would mention is I'd go back to these 50 or so targeted outcomes that are in our strategic plan that we talked about earlier. There's been a real emphasis the last couple of years to articulate what we want to do and when we want to complete it. And having that simple boundary condition in place is critical to asking the next question, which is, and what is the plan to achieve that result and how much is it going to cost? I've actually come to the conclusion that this is a fundamental building block to budget and performance integration. And for whatever reason, that has been sort of an elusive goal that we've been talking about for a long time, probably 10 years or so now. And I think about the president's management agenda from the prior administration, and I wonder if not having this focus on targeted outcomes was one of the missing ingredients in terms of our success or lack thereof, in terms of being able to link budget and performance. Second, I'd like to mention work that is happening specifically at the Department of Energy in relation to the question you asked on aligning intra-DOE institutions to accomplish these targeted outcomes. The senior leadership team at the DOE has established what they call technology teams. And what they're doing is they're trying to align work across the sciences, the energy program areas, deployment mechanisms, and they're establishing and communicating an integrated plan to achieve the expected result. So it goes beyond just performing analysis in terms of how do budgets relate to the strategic plan and really getting down to brass tacks of what do we need to do, how do we need to create linkages across institutions to get there. An example of one of these teams is something I had alluded to earlier, is they have established a goal to have electricity produced at $1 a watt by the end of the decade by solar power on a commercial scale. You say, okay, well, that sounds kind of interesting. What does that mean? Well, if successful, what that would mean is the ability to produce solar power at a commercial scale that is cost competitive without government subsidy to something like coal or natural gas. And that could be very transformative for the energy economy.
So, Jay, you've done a wonderful job highlighting the complex and diverse program portfolio of energy. And I have to understand that a lot of the things that you're doing in terms of program analysis and evaluation really rest on analytic techniques and how you approached these areas. What are you doing to build your analytic capability within your office?
Well, it starts with recruiting. It starts with people. We would rather bring in people with technical expertise on energy, national security, science, and train them on program analysis, budget, performance management than the other way around. These topics are very complex. Consequently, the types of people that you will find on my team are highly educated, having PhDs in many instances in physics, mathematics, public policy, engineering, and similar disciplines, really very technical disciplines. Now, I have made a real push in the last 4 years in particular to bring in people with not only a deep technical knowledge, but quite frankly, a deep passion in these areas so that they have a strong incentive and a personal interest in staying current. I'm also very interested in getting my people more involved with the actual technical work that's happening in the program areas. It's one thing to be in a role like mine where you're doing sort of interesting analytical research and analysis, but you can very quickly become disconnected from what's actually happening. And so I've tried to emphasize to the best that we can of getting involved, traveling to our laboratories, meeting with the scientists, understanding the fundamentals of the technologies that we're working on and the technical challenges, economics, and market forces that these technologies are trying to compete within. I want our staffs to understand what the DOE is trying to do and why they're trying to do it. If we're going to have a conversation around our priorities or be advising on strategy, I think that's fundamentally very important. And let me give you an example. We talked about the high priority performance goals earlier, one of which was doubling renewable energy generation in, I believe, a 4-year time frame. If you think about the analyst responsibility in that goal, it's not enough for the analyst to just sort of track the goal. They need to understand fundamentally what is going on in the energy economy. They need to understand the policy mechanisms that drive energy deployment, things like the investment tax grant, the production tax credit, how the DOE loan program plays a role in clean energy deployment, what is happening with the price of energy for competing energy sources relative to renewable power, understanding how all of those things fit together, and then making a determination, are we in fact on track to doubling renewable energy generation in this country? So it's a pretty diverse foundation that they have to have, and that's been my focus.
How has the renewed focus on performance led to more accountability and enhanced program outcomes? We will ask Jay Hoffman, Director of the Office of Program Analysis and Evaluation with the U.S. Department of Energy, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.